This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I love this topic. This I could talk about for hours. Let me just read you this email, okay? This is like right up my alley. Lisa writes, I don't have much luck with relationships. Maybe it's because I have so much hang-ups, but none of them bad. Now, however, I met Mr. Wright. He is so wonderful. She writes, I love him, but here's a confession. He hasn't seen my crazy yet. How long can I go without showing crazy? And what are the psychological effects of holding this back? We women talk like that, by the way. You know, has he seen your crazy yet? I haven't actually used that term in a while because I haven't dated in a while. Because obviously I'm married. But it's a great term because it's very true. We have to a lot of times hide our crazy. I don't know when I started to let that show with mine, my crazy showed up pretty soon. I haven't really given this much thought. So basically, guys, okay. So what she's saying is she met somebody, and when you first meet somebody, you're on really good behavior. Okay? And we don't purposely try to hold back. You know, we're in love. We're happy. You know, the little things, we don't sweat the little things. And, you know, okay, so you guys remember Seinfeld? You know, all of a sudden they would start dating somebody and then there'd be these hang-ups. You know, like, oh, I don't like the way they look at me, or I don't like the way they talk, or they're a soft talker or a fast talker or, so anyway, there would be all these hang-ups. And then, their relationship would see they're crazy, and then, you know, the relationship would break off. So we learned very early on in the 90s, because that was basically when we dated in my age group, was 90s, how to hold that back, okay? And we had to very effectively decide if whatever our hang-up was, if that was important to air it immediately, or if it was something that we could overcome. Now, let me tell you right now, you will never overcome your crazy. And by crazy, I'm not saying having a psychological diagnosis or anything like that. I'm saying I can't explain it any other way. Okay, so what's an example of my crazy? Okay, my crazy is I speak in an accent. And the accent comes out when I'm talking to little babies, or I'm talking to animals, or when I get mad. And I will like, for example, the cat. Somebody did Pee Pee House, and I just went off, and I just start, talking to them, and then I'll start talking to the third person. You know, it's like, why do you have to ruin my, wardrobe? I mean, is it really necessary? You got nothing better to do. And I'll just, go off for about, 20 minutes. And I didn't let my husband see that until a long time. And I remember we were already in our second and third year of marriage. And he's like, you said mad. That it's mad. What? And so my accent starts coming out. It's an accent. It just starts, and I'll just go off. And it's not an accent because I spoke two languages growing up. My father was Israeli. It's just something got ingrained where an accent starts coming out. Okay. Oh my gosh, you're doing this. You knew he was supposed to be. Anyway, so I'll just start just whatever. And so it's one of my crazies. Another thing that's one of my crazies is I really don't like soggy bread and soggy food in the bottom of the sink. Throw everything out in the garbage. You could leave dirty dishes in the sink. I don't care about that. But I don't want soggy bread because I just can't stand the texture of picking up wet bread. And I'll rip my husband a new one for that. And it's like, why is it such a big deal? So I get really, really fed up with that. So there's certain things that just really, really tick me off and set me off. So whatever sets you off, you hide. So how long can you go? I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to come out. And you can't really have a discussion. You can't really say, look, I have crazy. And in fact, I wouldn't even recommend that you say it that way. Okay, I wouldn't even recommend going there. Okay, I would just say, look, we need to fight. And we need to fight so that we see each other in our worst light. Let him decide if it's crazy or not. Let him decide if you're dealing with a crazy. But you gotta spend enough time together. You have to. I think a big mistake I'm seeing with couples is, there's this rush. There's this, before they change their mind, we need to get a ring. We need to get engaged. We need to cement this. And that's the absolute wrong thing to do. And when you know you're in luck, and if you are going to speed any process along, is speed the process of letting your loved ones see you're crazy. Okay? I never thought I would recommend living together, because I was always brought up, you never live with somebody, you meet them, and then you date, and then you go. But I got to tell you, once I was engaged to my husband, and I moved out to L.A. to finish medical school, yeah, we shared an apartment because it was, financially feasible. But once that happened, that's when the fight started. That's when we saw all the stress with the in-laws. That's how we started to figure out our compatibility. And what was very interesting is both of our crazies came out. And you want to know what? We realized that we could deal with our crazy. Our crazy was not bad at all. So, don't try to hide it. And again, you may not be that bad. My husband really doesn't give a damn that I talk about the cats in third person and I'll walk around with an accent all day long. He just doesn't care. That doesn't bug him. So let it out. Just let it out. Oh, yeah. And one of you had asked about farts. That I can't tell you. I have no idea. Still, I hold it in. I can't tell you when, you're allowed to let. My guess is in a relationship, the soonest you're allowed to break wind in front of each other is after you meet the parents. Okay? Because when you get the seal of approval from the parents, you're in. So just get that, and then after that, you can do whatever the hell you want. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, big, big thanks to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, who has proclaimed September 6th, Michigan Blood Donation Day. He joins multiple states, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Nevada, Arizona, and multiple states getting on board with National Blood Donation Week to help fight the blood bank supply shortage that we're dealing with. So well done. Thank you. And if any of you can host a drive or can donate blood, please reach out to me at drdahlia.com, and we'll get that set up. We have a lot of lives we need to save. Now, okay, so this is interesting. We have a study here saying people who are obese, if we look at their brains, they appear to resemble brains of those who are 10 years older, meaning obesity ages our brains by 10 years. This was a study that came out of the University of Cambridge. Now remember, white matter of the brain is the tissue that connects the areas of the brain and allows for information to be communicated between the regions. Now, we know that our brains naturally shrink with age. And so the older you get, the more atrophy, we call it. But scientists are finding that if you're obese, that seems to affect the onset and even progression of brain aging. Now, we've had some difficulty finding direct studies to support this link, but we're suspecting it, especially those with diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. Now, before I move forward further, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, didn't you just the other day say being skinny can cause Alzheimer's? First, I didn't say that. I was talking to you about the article that discussed how being underweight may be linked to Alzheimer's because they're finding underweight individuals having more amyloid plaques. Personally, I think the chicken came before the egg on that one, where they were starting to have signs of Alzheimer's microscopically without us, you know, I mean, very, very nanoscopically, I should say, without us being able to see as much of the plaque buildup. And so the anorexia started way before we started to see some gross evidence of Alzheimer's. So that's why I think there's a link between underweight. Yep. Yep. Oh, let's get to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, we got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hi, Professor Wax, MD.
Yes. I'm doing good. Thank you for being so patient. Sorry we made you wait.
Oh, I enjoy listening online or on the phone. Any way I can hear your learned words.
Thank you. Learned.
I have a medical question for you, but I have to comment on your comments about living together. I think you're right. I think it's probably good, and it's terrible. I can't remember this. My grandmother told me years ago, you should know someone for at least four seasons before you make a decision.
Four seasons, yeah.
I don't know whether she said you should live with them or not. It was either definitely due during those four seasons or definitely don't. That's kind of important, and I can't remember what it was.
But yeah, I know.
If you're living together, you don't have to, you know, do the deed necessarily. I mean, there's other things that you can do. You remember the movie, the 40-year-old virgin, where he went to the club
right.
with the daughter, and they said there's other things you can do, and it was probably the funniest part of the movie when they went over other different activities.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you actually, Tom, you bring up a very good point. If we're having such an issue with people, you know, feeling that they're right for each other. I mean, that's why dating long periods of time, that used to satisfy that. But if, you know, people feel like they have to live with each other, they don't necessarily have to sleep before marriage. There's ways to live with somebody without that happening, you know?
Right. And there's something scientific. Maybe you can back me up on this. I think it is with certain things that you see on a person, be it a habit or something weird on their body that just turn you off scientifically, right? Isn't it something in your brain that says, oh, that's not good, that's not a good mating person for me, and it could be something ridiculous, but it really turns you off, like you were talking about science. Right. Isn't that scientific?
Right, exactly, yes. You know, I mean, we were debating sexless marriages when I was teaching public speaking to the residents yesterday, and what to do when you have a patient that asks if it's okay to cheat, and we've talked about that on my show many times. And, you know, we do have to look at it scientifically, you know. Is it a biological issue? Is it an anatomical issue? Is it a psychological issue? And so if there's something that's a turnoff, and you are kind of, you know, trying to put the fact that you're bothered by that to the side because you're in love, you know, it's got to come to the forefront or the front of conversation sometime.
Sure. Okay, I'll get to my medical questions so you can get to other callers. Here's what I wanted to ask you, and I'll take the answer off the air. Hillary Clinton has been rumored to be in poor health. There's some video of her where she looks like she's having a seizure, but people can doctor that. I saw her today. She just got off of a news conference, and she looks terrible. She looks like my grandmother did when she was dying and was on prednisone, and I was hoping you could take a look at one of the clips from today and give us your advice on what you think as a medical doctor.
I will, and thank you, Tom, for bringing that up. I mean, I thought she looked very good and healthy at the Democratic National Convention. I'll take a look at that on break, and then I'll give you guys my opinion. I was very concerned when, you know, I heard that she had a bleed in the brain or a clot in the brain, and, you know, she was wearing glasses, you know, during the Benghazi hearings. And we talk about the health of our presidential candidates, especially now. Donald Trump's mental health has been in question by a lot of the liberal pundits, and I think we are allowed to ask and inquire and make sure that our future president is fit for service. But we do also want to offer them privacy, just like we would want. I'll take a look and I'll say, but that's when you get some spidey sense when you see somebody that they're not well. You don't have to be a doctor to have that spidey sense work. Okay? I mean, I've had patients say, just something's wrong with my mom. Okay, because they're picking up on a difference. I mean, look, doctors aren't the only ones with sixth sense or instinct. We all have instinct. Okay, dogs do. And I told you that story where my husband had a dog. It was a poodle, standard poodle, and this dog would love everybody, but would bark profusely at one of his friends. And they made a joke about that. They had no idea why that dog would bark so much at our friend Mark. And Mark was at our wedding, and he was best man. And Mark eventually reveals that he has a brain tumor that had been discovered. And he dies within 9 months or a year, I believe, after it's diagnosed. And so did the dog pick up on cancer? You know, what did the dog pick up on? Why was the dog barking? And, maybe he did kick the dog without any of us knowing. I don't know. But that dog, just barked like crazy. And animals do pick up on people being sick. It's interesting. I got four cats and dogs. We had two dogs, and now we have one left. And, we ate them. Yeah, I don't know, they age, or we give them to a family, or we, because we get a lot of rescues. So anyway, I notice whenever I'm sick, okay, the cats and the dogs, they don't jump in bed with me. How do they know? Now, yes, of course, I talk about it in an accent, about how I'm sick. I'm in the feel good. And I just, maybe I do that, and they just don't want to be around me whining. But I really think they could tell. I really think they could figure that out. Remember that cat that was running around that hospice center? And when the cat would go into one particular room, that patient would die within 24 hours. So that cat knew which person was about to die. Oh, that freaks me out. That really freaks me out. I mean, whoa, that just, yeah. I believe that, trust your instinct. Don't let anybody, try to make you feel like just because you don't have medical background that your opinion doesn't matter. If you have the heebie-jeebies, if you got the hair on the back of your neck kind of just, something's not right. Weight loss. You'll see, and I'll see somebody who lost weight, and I'll say, was that on purpose? And they go, I lost weight on purpose. But even some weight losses, they don't look well. Remember I told you I had a couple patients that got the older version gastric lap band? And both of them later had very weird aggressive cancers. Now, I don't know if it's that the body, you just lost its control when it lost weight and so quickly that a cancer was able to take advantage. But I knew that weight loss wasn't healthy weight loss. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to apologize. My son has been messing with my computer. I am really waiting for him to go to school. I mean, is it summertime already? And, yeah, so I'm trying to watch his video on Hillary Clinton to see what she looks like, and Harry Reid is on, and now I got a commercial. Okay, so I got a... Oh, I can skip the ad in 5 seconds. Does that really tick you off? You're just trying to watch a video, you know, I don't know, a South Park or a something, and, yeah. All right. I see what you mean. All right. Her skin looks a little, either she might have had some touch-ups from a plastic surgery standpoint, but her face does look different. I don't know if that's a health thing, Tom, or if it's a plastic surgery thing. It's a shame. He's a media colleague of mine, I don't want to mention any names, but I noticed somebody the other day was on TV and the face was asymmetrical. My guess is it might have been like a collagen implant or something that changed things up. I've been watching Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders is a very good show, and I believe one of the cast members had plastic surgery because I can't recognize her from last season, and that's what happens. I'm kind of glad you guys really don't know what I look like, because if you did see what I look like and then all of a sudden I get plastic surgery, you won't recognize me. Like, you know, Jennifer Grey, my cousin, who I still haven't had a chance to meet. I'd love to. Jennifer Grey from Ferris Bueller Days Off, right? You know, the big sister. You know, she's almost unrecognizable with her new nose. I think she's beautiful both ways. I think that her nose is beautiful now, and I think she was beautiful before also. But that's my fear, that you guys wouldn't recognize me. But I got to tell you, anything's an improvement of what I look like right now. And it's a fear of ours. It's a fear of ours that, you know, we're just going to age and we're not. Who was it? Was it Ursula Anders? Who was the one in James Bond who was absolutely exquisite? I guess she was the one coming off the beach, coming out of the water. And then, you know, they age. And when they age, they're almost unrecognizable. And, you know, I have to keep reminding people that I used to be hot. And you can't keep doing that. So I'll just get surgery later, you know, to prove that I'm hot. Yeah, maybe I'll, you know, do what, I don't know. Melanie Griffith had done. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of fear, the blindness appears to be the biggest fear for many Americans, going blind. According to a new survey, they say the findings underscore the importance of good eyesight to most, and that having good vision, they say, is key to one's overall sense of well-being. I think we've all been scared to death that something could happen. I mean, none of us ever want to go blind. You know, with hearing, it's funny. I've already been losing my hearing. I need hearing aids, and it's because I have discrimination issues. So somebody could be right in front of me speaking, and I just can't discern the words that they're saying. And I don't know if it's because of all the, you know, boombox and 80s music I listen to, or is it just because I'm just, you know. I don't know, but I've always had hard hearing, you know, multiple ear infections, things like that. And that just doesn't scare me. Having to wear a hearing aid later does not scare me. Not in the least. Actually, no, you know what it does? Because I'm very loud, so I could just see myself, you know, raise my voice and go, what? And they're like, ah, that's so loud. So anyway, according to Dr. Adrienne Scott and colleagues, she is an assistant professor of ophthalmology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore. Okay, no, wait a second. Whoa, wait a second. Okay, whoa. You see that? She's an assistant professor of ophthalmology. I'm an assistant professor now. I know, I am. I'm an assistant professor at Touro University, Nevada. Nobody quotes me. No, you know what? The Review Journal did quote me. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yeah, I am an assistant. Yeah, I mean, look at this. You know, everyone's like, oh, she's an assistant professor. Well, I'm an assistant professor, too. Nobody cares. Oh, thank God for the Review Journal. Otherwise, nobody would be quoting me. Whew. She says the consistency of these findings among the varying ethnic racial groups underscores the importance of education on the public on eye health and mobilizing public support for vision research. The nationwide online poll commissioned by the nonprofit health research group known as Research America found that 88% of more than 2,000 respondents considered good vision vital to overall health, and 47% said losing their sight would have the most effect on their day-to-day life. Close to two-thirds of the respondents say they wear glasses. The respondents' awareness of eye diseases really vary, like cataracts, which is the clouding of the lens, glaucoma, which is an increase of intraocular pressure, 50% worried about that, macular degeneration, where the eye, part of the eye that has to focus and deal with images starts to degenerate. And then you have diabetic retinopathy. That's always scary. Diabetic retinopathy is where your blood vessels burst, or your blood supply to the eye is compromised, so the eyes start to make additional vessels to be able to provide oxygen to the eye, and the diabetic retinopathy can make you go blind. And one quarter of the respondents were not aware of any eye conditions at all. We really abuse our eyes, guys. We really do. I don't know how to ask you guys to take care of them, but first and foremost, you should be seeing an eye doctor every year. And don't give me that, what? Yeah. Okay, every year you should be seeing an eye doctor, period. Okay? And many of you are like, well, I do well, most of your insurances will cover it. If you have high blood pressure, you better be in an eye doctor once or twice a year. If you have diabetes, you should. If you wear glasses, how often are you getting your eyes checked and your glasses rechecked? I know it's expensive. I know it. But they're your eyes. That's the problem. If you have family history of glaucoma and eye issues, if you getting an STD could affect your eyes. I mean, a lot of things affect your eyes, but we need to take better care of them. And I'm not saying we're going to prevent blindness, just by going to the doctor, but we sure the heck are going to be putting it forefront on our we're sure going to be having it on our mind, and I guess being more cognizant of the fact that our eyes are very delicate, which is why I'm really not staring at my smartphone anymore. I'm just so afraid of that little hint. It's just a hint of retinal detachment in our smartphones. It really freaks me out. This is interesting. They say our vitamin D levels may fall when women stop taking birth control. This is interesting. They think that when we take birth control, our vitamin D jumps. And then when we stop our birth control, the vitamin D drops back to normal. The problem is most of us, we run low. So our normal is low. Now, our vitamin D is involved in the immune system. It also manages the calcium in the blood. It influences our bone health. And our body produces it when we're exposed to sunlight. They say during pregnancy, women will produce higher amounts of vitamin D to help fetal bone development. And, unfortunately, they're therefore at risk for vitamin deficiency. So now we have this double whammy of going off your birth control to get pregnant, and then losing your vitamin D, and then having the little parasite that's growing in us. I love my kids, but they were parasites, grow, and need our vitamin D for their bone health, which is why we want to make sure you're getting good vitamin D in your prenatal vitamins. And we also tell pregnant people to get some sun, but we got to be careful, of course, because of, cancer. So if you are stopping birth control, guys, this is an easy test. For those of you on birth control, get your vitamin D checked. Then what I want you to do is check your go off the birth control, and after a month or two, see what your vitamin D levels are doing. Very easy to test, very easy blood test. The study looked at 1,700 black women in the Detroit area. Blood samples show that those who use birth control pills, patches, or rings containing estrogen at 20% higher vitamin D levels. If you notice, I didn't say IUD. IUDs are either copper or they're progesterone releasing. They will not have an effect on your vitamin D. So having a vitamin D estrogen link, pretty damn cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the Olympics are here, finally. I started to DVR it, and I don't have any room on my DVR. And so I'm going to not be able to tape MasterChef. Or my husband likes to watch a lot of the Alaska TV shows, you know, like Alaska Bush people. I don't know, Buying Alaska. He's going to be mad. There's like going to be no room on our DVR. And we're being told, as I'm reading USA Today, they say despite a slew of robberies and terrorism arrests in the weeks leading up to the opening ceremony today, U.S. officials say they're confident that Brazilian security forces can truly protect our citizens and protect during the Olympic Games. They say American law enforcement has spent years training Brazilian officials and increased the level of information they share with their Brazilian counterparts. Ooh. So I guess for anybody that wants to get some good intelligence scoop, just host the Olympics. My guess is that's, yeah. All right, that's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind if they have to give them our secrets. I mean, as long as they keep our, you know, men and women safe, I'll, you know, do what you gotta do. They say the U.S. security footprint, however, in Rio will be small throughout the 3 weeks of events. So the brunt of the security work is going to be up to the Brazilians. So Brazil has pooled its local, state, and federal law enforcement to deploy 85,000 people to secure the games, more than double the number that was used in London back in 2012. On Friday's Brazil O Globo newspaper reported that Brazil has released that figure to 100,000 as news of violence had swept through Rio. Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, and I've never been there, I mean, Rio was absolutely beautiful. It's beautiful, but there is such a visual that it continues to be projected, and we never get to see all the poverty and all the bad that seems to happen. So when you see Rio de Janeiro, you're thinking of that, what was that cartoon with the toucan, with the bird? You know, so you're thinking that, etc. And, you know, people have been saying for years, it's dangerous there. It's dangerous. They say a New Zealand-born jiu-jitsu fighter living in Brazil said he was kidnapped by corrupt police officers demanding money. According to U.S. News, a man vomited on a Chinese hurdler as part of a hoax to rob the Olympian and a cameraman. The Australian team was robbed of a laptop and their Zika protective shirts, remembered during a fire evacuation a few days ago. They say on Thursday night, a man whom police described as a Russian diplomat was involved in a scuffle with an alleged robber in the city when a gun went off, killing the assailant. But Russian officials have denied that the man was a part of their diplomatic service. A sleeping firefighter was allegedly raped inside the Olympic Park near the Velodrome, which is an indoor cycling arena, according to the Brazilian newspaper. So Brazilian authorities have arrested 10 people also who expressed loyalty to the Islamic State, who were believed to be planning terrorist attacks in Rio during the games. Now, I am not surprised that ISIL, that there was going to be some ISIS or ISIL presence or a threat of that. You know, because from what I understand, they're threatening all the time that they're going to do something either to our land or, I mean, so obviously with the Rio Olympics, they're going to want to get their media blast. So I'm not surprised. They said there's been an increase in traffic on social media sites used by ISIL and other terrorist networks. Much have already been translated into Portuguese and included suggested targets for lone wolf attackers, according to the U.S.-based site intelligence group. So those threats have also been compounded by shootouts and armed robberies throughout the city. And, crime is supposed to go down during the Olympics because you have heavy security. Instead, they are finding the crime going up. So it's concerning. Now, on one end, I would say you need to be aware wherever you go. You know, I mean, one thing, you know, you learn in law enforcement is you just, you know, you don't assume an area is safe. You don't assume a car is safe. You just don't, you know, assume anything just based on looks. So, you know, you could have look at Washington. It is the cleanest looking city out there, right? Okay? Right. Yeah. Point hopefully taken. So, there's going to be corruptness, there's going to be crime everywhere. Now, this was, though, a very interesting health study. They say gender predicts how athletes interact after a game. They say male professional athletes may, this is very interesting, according to Fox News, male professional athletes may linger on peaceful or even loving touches after a match, while female athletes do not embrace as heartily, according to a study of 4 sports with players from 44 countries. The researchers looked at match and post-match videos of pro tennis, table tennis, badminton, and boxing. Sourced from YouTube, the International Table Tennis Federation Vault, and the Badminton Link Vault. In each sport, male players spend more time physically touching each other after the match than female players did. Total duration of contact was usually only a few seconds, so that the difference between male and female player contact was small, but it still was significant. You guys get what they're saying? When women finish a match, wow! When guys finish a match, they hug it out. Very interesting. Wow! See, okay, this would be me. See, me, after a match, I would be afraid that I stink. So that's why I don't know if it's a round type of thing. I'm thinking it's more of a, okay, I'm sweaty, and I don't want to touch another sweaty individual. So I want to hit the showers right away. It wouldn't be that I'm, you know, I mean, I'll bond once I've got deodorant reapplied. That's just me. So I could totally see this in my case. I mean, if I ever did a sport. In tennis, all players traditionally shake hands after a match, but in some cases they'll make additional contact, with the winner touching the loser with one arm or vice versa, or sometimes both players embrace. This additional contact was seen more so in men's tennis. Other studies have found that in daily life, female-to-female touching is as frequent or even more frequent than male-to-male touching. So they thought that in sports, it would be very similar. They say, what's so incredible to me is social scientists think of women as the more communal, interconnected, caring, and emotional sex. Oh, hell to the no. Oh, no. We will claw each other to death. Please don't put us in a room together. But women may have a harder time reconciling after conflicts, at least conflict in sport. Oh, I know. It's funny. When my dad and I would fight, it'd be over. With my mom, ooh. He cried. Tell you, not good at all. Not good. All right, so they say socially female primates tend to gather in groups and males are more solitary, very reversed in humans. Humans are one of the only species that engages in intergroup lethal warfare, and that's mostly men. She added that intergroup warfare requires cooperation, which may explain why men are able to switch from conflict during a game back to cooperation afterwards. I get that. I mean, you know, we don't have enough studies of women in combat, you know, probably to look at the psychological changes with that, but it's true. Guys have to be able to fight each other and then, you know, be on the same team, like in the movie Expendables, right? Okay? I mean, was it Expendables 2? I don't know. Or Batman versus Superman. You got to be able to fight each other and then turn around, hug it out, and then go after Wonder Woman. Or who are they going after? I forget the bad guy. Some weird thing in the Batman versus Superman movie. Okay, so women. Okay, I mean, you know, we just can't hide it. They say female chimpanzees and human women more often are not able to reconcile after a conflict, so they just give up and leave. Yep, that's me. I just, no, can't, I'm not even going to go there. So I'm going to watch that in the Olympics. I'm going to see how women act towards each other. That's funny. But yeah, you know, the guys, like when they play football, they pat each other on the butt. It's so cute. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hope your team wins.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal
abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.